To all our member students and parents, filing the free application for Federal Student Aid, or FAFSA as it is known, is key to receiving financial aid regardless of your household income or assets. By policy, colleges require students and parents to file the FAFSA on or after October 1st each year before awarding most student aid, whether need-based or merit-based. As part of our promise of value, we provide you with guidance and assistance with completing these forms as part of our member services without any additional cost. Overlooking or ignoring this step can have negative impact on the funding you receive, regardless of income or assets. If you have modest resources, your student may qualify for some need-based financial aid, but by far, the largest source of funding continues to be the merit awards your student will qualify for through proper preparation and planning. With our record of over 40 years of never missing our promise of value for students and parents who follow the process, simply complete the attached information, being as accurate and complete as possible. If you were contacted by a local community member who provides professional financial services, you may wish to review your answers to these questions before sending your form to us so you can take advantage of their experience and special training. After completing the attached questionnaire, send the form attached to an email addressed to your student's custom email address. That's the address we assigned you when you joined, so we will identify who the form is for, especially in the case of those students who may have a different surname than their parents. If for any reason you do not want to submit the form to this address, simply contact your member's coach to make other arrangements. Not filing the form will void the promise of value, as we cannot be accountable for errors you may make without our oversight. We are not going to file the actual form for you, but to simply provide you with guidance and feedback so you do not inadvertently make errors that may cost your student funding that does not have to be repaid. We will never ask for your Social Security numbers or any other personal information which may be required when you submit your actual FAFSA form online at FAFSA.gov. This is an important warning. Please make note. If you receive federal student aid based on incorrect or fraudulent information, you will have to pay it back. You may also have to pay fines and fees. If you purposely provide false or misleading information on the FAFSA, you may be fined up to $20,000, sent to prison, or both. If you have any questions, contact our support center, 800-743-4731, extension 2, to speak with our FAFSA department. Thank you and congratulations on taking this important step.